Why was Dolly Madison so famous? In a culture that had no place for a woman in the political spotlight, and the only public women were prostitutes, Dolly was undeniably a public woman. She became a national figure when the United States was barely a nation, and only men such as George Washington occupied a place in the pantheon above party politics. And, most inexplicable of all, Dolly proved herself a powerful political player in an age when women were excluded from politics. Married women did not even have legal identities. They were legally covered by their husbands, lacking the right to vote or to own property, even the clothes on their backs. Dolly's fame derived from sources other than her association with James Madison. How else to explain her position as Washington City's social leader and political consultant in the years after James's death in 1836? And while one might assume her influence to be greatest during her time as the president's wife, how then to explain the many honors bestowed on her and favors beseeched decades after she had been the presidentess? Such public attention and acknowledgments of respect are hard to reconcile with a woman who, in our time, is most closely, if not exclusively, associated with raspberry zingers and gem donuts. Dolly Payne Todd Madison was famous for precisely the same reason as her male counterparts: power. She possessed considerable political capital, which, under the veil of her culturally appointed roles of wife and hostess, she used to further her own and her family's political aims. Paradoxically, while her sex prevented her from openly playing politics, it was those very bonds of womanhood that allowed her the scope in which she accomplished her greatest political successes: granting political favors, constructing a modern ruling style that emphasized cooperation over coercion, and achieving her husband's political aims. Within the conventional bounds of ladyhood, Dolly legitimized her husband's administration to the nation and the world, and went a long way to establishing Washington City as a capital city and retaining it as the federal capital after the British burned it in 1814. Using parties, social calls, and correspondence, she built the structures of government that the new United States needed, and she presented political models of bipartisan cooperation, building bridges instead of bunkers that would prove to be crucial to democratic rule. Perhaps most important, she used the persona of a lady motivated solely by feminine love and patriotism to create a sense of nationality and unity for the new Americans. In spite of a disastrous war and domestic unrest, her husband's presidency was universally acclaimed. After the smoke cleared in 1817, former President John Adams noted that, notwithstanding 1,000 faults and blunders, James Madison's administration has acquired more glory and established more union than all his 3 predecessors put together. Other political observers, no doubt giddy with relief, concurred. Their judgment reflected the triumph of Dolly's efforts as much as, perhaps even more than, her husband's. Had she lived a century earlier, Dolly would have probably passed her life in contented obscurity as a Virginia gentrywoman. However, the American Revolution changed her destiny as surely as it did the country's. The challenge of the generation after the founders lay in creating a working republic. The enterprise needed not only great leaders and great thinkers, but also skilled politicians, able to translate revolutionary ideas and ideals into living, breathing reality. Dolly brought considerable personal gifts, including unsurpassed conciliatory skills, to the political arena.